Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Today, my comment will be on stories that need to be told. The first story is heartwarming and also heartbreaking. It's the story of a young woman who was about to get married when her father was killed in an automobile accident. He had donated his organs, and so his heart was given to a man that was desperately needed by him. After this man recovered from the heart surgery, he met the young daughter, and she requested that he accompany her down the aisle at her wedding. This meant that her father's heart was with her. We have a friend who had liver cancer and was in the hospital receiving a liver transplant when the new liver was rejected by his body. Fortunately, within 24 hours of that rejection, they found a new liver that was compatible with his friend's body, and the hospital reinstalled it, and he's now lived for over 40 years. Another friend had pancreatic cancer and she survived. Our research indicates that only 7% of those afflicted with this type of cancer survive. Our neighbors adopted a young invalid child at the age of 6 years. She was wheelchair bound and could not talk. They were told she might survive 10 years. She is now 48 years of age because of the care and love that they've given to this young lady. Another story that I have to tell about is a young man at the age of 18 years who was injured when he was shocked by an ill-placed electrical line. He is a paraplegic and suffered serious burns as a result of this incident. The happy part of the story is that his burn nurse and he were married a few years after this incident. For those of you who have not heard the story about the local police officers who went to Dallas, Texas for the funeral of those police officers who died doing their duty, enough money was raised to not only send the initial two police officers to Dallas, but enough to send three. Before I conclude this community comment, I have a question to ask this community, and that is, why do we send $400 million to Iran when we can only send $150 million to Louisiana to help those people around Baton Rouge that are desperately in need of assistance? Is this Washington at work? And now, since I prepared this comment, we've sent another $1 billion to Iran. There are thousands of stories like these that need to be told. I leave you with a point to ponder. We have a wonderful and beautiful country, and we survive in this wonderful and beautiful country because of our law enforcement and because of our veterans who made this country the home of the brave. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.